I'm very happy to be hosting this DB2 Chat with the Labs. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this call. I also want to thank IDUG, the International DB2 Users Group, for getting the word out for this call. As we grow our business, it's important that we're also growing the community around our products. And I want to take a couple of minutes to introduce you to some websites you should follow and some activities we have ongoing with our clients. Firstly, we have an active set of bloggers around our products. Some are IBMers, some are business partners, some are clients. To facilitate communication, we've created a blog aggregation site called PlanetDB2. So you can have one-stop shopping for blogs about DB2, which includes our warehouse offerings and associated IAM technologies such as streams and big data. Secondly, we have a number of videos around our products. Some of these are interviews with clients and partners, some of these are educational webcasts, and some of these are marketing videos created by IBM and partners such as Intel. Again, we've created a single site for our community to meet. This is called ChannelDB2, and it's a great source of informative and fun videos. Now, there's a lot of other activities that we have to promote community, and we have a big focus on education. One of the avenues here is the Chat with the Lab series, of which this is a part. It's a technical series where we feature webcasts and education for key topics. It can include things like performance with Steve Reese, PureScale with Matt Heurer, security with Waleed Rajabi. And this presentation is part of a series, and we've got a terrific success here. Frank Ning on the team has taken this concept one step further, and he's created a series specifically for the Greater China Group, which includes mainland China, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. And this is another growing community and an innovative way to reach clients in their native languages. Another very innovative way to reach users is dbtouniversity.com. And this is a site for online courses and uses the open source Moodle engine. And if you've got kids, chances are good that they're using the Moodle engine to manage their own online course loads. Now we've taken Moodle and actually ported DB2. So it uses DB2 as a backend. And in effect, we use our own technology for the site. And in this way, we're able to deliver courses in a very cost-effective way. And since the start of the year, we've had over 3,000 enrollments in these courses. One other tidbit here, several weeks ago, as you may have heard, the Amazon Cloud had issues, went down. And this site was also hosted there, but stayed up. And it stayed up because of our HADR technology in the background. It was a really nice testament to our technology, even in cloud usage. Note that we also have the free version of DB2, called DB2 Express C, and the C stands for community. And we use this as a very affordable way for customers to start with DB2. We have thousands of downloads every week, and this is a great way for us to be able to reach growth geos and introduce our technology, allow people to move their applications over, and eventually this turns into commercial application opportunities for us. This site is also great to be able to introduce new technologies to our customers. And over the past year or so, we focused on Data Studio tooling, made that available, and again, we've had thousands of downloads every week. And each of these is an introduction to additional technology which will add value to our products. Now on to this Chat with the Labs. Recent releases of DB2 AEW have continued to introduce improved ways to monitor the performance of your system and uncover and solve performance problems. This presentation will review the gamut of performance tools that we offer in DB2, focusing on recent additions such as the new time spent metrics in DB2 9.7, new table functions to access monitor data, and the latest in DB2 PD options to see what's going on under the hood. The emphasis will be on practical use of these tools to solve typical performance problems. The presenter for this chat is Steve Reese. Steve is a senior manager and senior member of the DB2 performance team. Many thanks again, and enjoy the presentation.